Nathan Zagura, Vic Carucci, 2 days away from the Browns and the Chiefs. And Vic, as we were sitting here listening to the words of wisdom from Dan Fouts and also doing a little bit of research for ourselves, you keep looking at things for this Chiefs team and you want to find a chink in the armor. And I just don't like that I keep finding out things that are impressive. They have the best opponent's starting field position at the 22.3 in the NFL.
Yeah.
And then they also have their own – they have the best starting position at their own 34.8 of any team in the NFL.
Yeah. If you're an opponent, as the Browns are this week, it's a discouraging tale told in a very thick press packet.
It is a very thick PR department. It's like punt returns. Okay, yeah, we lead the league in punt return yardage. They have the fourth best kick returner on a yards per return average at 33.2. Their punter has the most punts inside the opponent's 20-yard line. It's like, come on, man.
So when you ask the question, not you or anyone, ask the question of how you go from 2-14 to 7-0.
You do well at everything,
You do that. You put those numbers up. But that speaks so loudly about what Andy Reid has been all about there and how that team has been put together, how they're coached, the emphasis on discipline, the emphasis on detail, and that's what Andy does. Andy's all football. And Joe Banner said this about Andy Reid. He talked about the fact that he creates a buy-in for the players. They gravitate toward even-keeled leadership. There's a trust that, you know, we look at the situation last night by comparison. Thursday Night Football. Ugh. An abomination by the Buccaneers playing the Panthers, right?
Yep.
And Greg Schiano, you talk about a coach who has lost his team. Those players, it is so clear that they have no interest in playing for him. And I submit that the word tanking has been used a lot in relation to the Browns this
year.
Don't even insult the Browns by using it with the Browns. You want tanking, the textbook definition, look at what the Buccaneers are doing. Look at what those players are doing, olaying on all those plays by the Panthers ball carriers and Cam Newton, whoever's got the ball in their hand, just kind of dancing out of the way, feigning tackle. They're not even making an honest attempt to tackle. It's like they come up, it looks like a ballet move, like run in and then run out.
Yeah, and you know,
horrible.
It speaks to a couple things too, because this was a 2-14 team that added Alex Smith. Jamal Charles was there last year. They added a couple pieces on defense, but nothing major. For the most part, the core of this team was very much the same core that was there last year. And I think the point you made about Tampa is so important. It shows what a team that is properly focused and motivated to play for their coach is capable of achieving. And I think that it is at times a sad state on the level of professionalism around the National Football League, but it is clearly a fact that when teams believe in what they're doing and believe in their leadership, that they are able to play at a different level than they are when they do not have the same faith.
Absolutely. That is exactly what leadership is supposed to be all about, is believing in the person that is leading you, not only in the man and his character, but it's what his program is all about and how he's gone about explaining it, implementing it. And it isn't just lead by intimidation, which is what a guy like Schiano has tried to do. That comes into play, but if that's over the top, you lose guys. And the whole point isn't really to intimidate. What you're hoping for at best is respect. It's not about liking a guy. It's just respecting him.
Right.
When they like the coach too much, that's a problem too. That can be a really big problem too. There's an even-keeled temperament. And I'll say this. He's got a very long way to go to be regarded the way Andy Reid is with what he's done in 14 years.
Sure.
But I think Rob Chudzinski, his temperament, the way he's put together, the way he handles things, and you think about Joe Banner picking a coach, he's tried to find that guy in the Andy Reid image in Rob Chudzinski. Very even keeled, you don't see from a day-to-day basis during the three-game stretch of success in these last two losses, you haven't seen any difference in Rob Chudzinski. I haven't noticed
Not
any difference.
Not at all. He
right?
is the
same
guy. There is no question
that's
about it.
That's the highest. I think that's the for him, that's the compliment you should look for. Now, he wants to get a little bit of a smile back in
right.
his game.
But I think it speaks to the players that this is a guy who's going to be consistent, treat me
consistent.
The same way all the time. And I think players value that type of consistency from their leader. And in this case, that leader is Rob Chudzinski.
Browns fans, secure your Cleveland Browns season tickets for 2014 today. Place your deposit to lock in the best seats and prices. Don't miss your chance to join the best fans in the NFL at First Energy Stadium. Visit ClevelandBrowns.com or call 440-824-3434. It's a call your shot Friday, 216-578-0850. A bunch of you are doing that. Joe in Aurora, I think, wants to call his shot. Hey, Joe. Joe's gone. All right. Well, he's not gone, but he's just not on the line.
Let's go to Nick in Pittsburgh.
Hopefully he's there.
Nick, welcome to CBD.
I'm here, guys. How are you guys doing today?
Good. How are you?
Oh, I'm all right. I got to first off start. I love the optimism you guys have. I like how, you know, it's a good feel to have, even though we're going into a situation that doesn't look that good.
No, it's not.
I have a few things, if that's okay.
Sure.
First off, I wanted to know, I've been asking around for a few people. I wanted your guys' opinion. Who do you think out of the 2014 draft or quarterbacks would be the best fit for us to take if we got the chance to take them? And with the Travis Benjamin thing, I feel like, yeah, we definitely need to put him on offense a little bit more. Even like we played Wildcat last week a few times. Why not put him back there, even if not give him the ball, because that's what people will expect. But even if you don't give it to him, make a mismatch. People are going to think it's going to go to him. It's going to be a run. Fake it. Let it go to somebody else like Fozzie.
Yeah.
Yeah, I listen, all creativity, I'd like to see that. I think for me, based on what I've seen in terms of the way that the game is developing, I like Mariota out of Mariota from Oregon. And to me right now, that would be the top guy that I would want the Browns to get, just because I think he's got the big-time arm, which fits the Norv Turner offense. He's got mobility. Accuracy is not, I don't think, quite there, but hopefully that can continue to develop because it's getting better. He, to me, is kind of Colin Kaepernick-esque, and I think Colin Kaepernick is the prototype of what the quarterback of the future in this league is going to be. So I like Mariota.
Yeah, I don't know if there is a guy that fits. You use the word fit, and I'm not 100% sure if there is that guy that fits the Browns specifically. Now, I hear A.J. McCarron's name come up quite a bit, and A.J. McCarron, from a sound mechanical standpoint, from a guy from a physical stature standpoint, might be the fit of more. He's viewed in this, you know, he's got that game manager label. He doesn't have the dynamic talent label. But as I look at this, as I look at what Norv Turner has tried to have, and some things have evolved with him. It's definitely a deep shot offense, and that strong arm matters for that. But I think there's a lot of give and take in trying to find the right guy. A guy who throws it long and far has a strong arm, Brandon Whedon. But does he have the other qualities you need? We're going to see even a stronger arm Sunday in Jason Campbell. It's a stronger arm than Whedon's. You talk to any receiver on the Browns, they'll tell you. Travis Benjamin told me that flat out. But when you look at what it takes for him to get that ball delivered, the give up on there, the drawback is the pressure that he's going to invite because of the long windup. So I think there's a lot of give and take. I don't think there's a clear-cut guy. I hear what you say about Mariota, but I don't see right now a clear-cut guy. I wish I did. I know we'd want that guy. I don't think there's a groundswell for any single quarterback for the Browns to take from among Browns fans. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, no, not yet. I think it's probably a little too early in the process for that anyway. But like I said, tonight, Saturday night, you'll get to watch Mariota and Brett Hundley of UCLA, two guys that are very impressive, have the size, the skills, and could be very good quarterbacks. I think kind of an under-radar guy that I like that, you know, if the Browns kind of go the Washington Redskins route and take two, is Aaron Murray in Georgia. I think he throws a very accurate ball. Reminds me a little bit of Drew Brees. He's undersized, 6'1", but certainly can throw the ball very effectively. And I like that kid.
But the size thing could be a problem. I'm saying for
he's
the
not a
Turner,
first round pick. I don't.
No. I was going to say for Turner and Chud, I think they're the ideal physical stature guy is taller.
Yeah, we will see. We will be back with hour number two here of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And in that hour, we're going to call our shots about the Kansas City Chiefs and the Cleveland Browns. We will make the premiere of the Friday forecast, where our great producer Dino will ask us five questions previewing Sunday's game. We'll go inside the locker room with Devon Bess around 2:15. Gerard Cherry will join us later in the second hour, as well as we get your barks from the dog pound as you call your shot. On a Call Your Shot Friday, 216-578-0850, and on the Twitter, @Browns_.
On the
daily.
Twitter.
The
I like
Twitter.
That.
On the Twitter. Twitter. The Twitter. Yeah, it's definitely the Twitter. They have an $11 billion pre-IPO valuation. I mean, it is the Twitter as far as I'm concerned. All right, we'll be back with more CBD on ESPN 850 WKNR.